I mean, I've been at church quite a long time. One of the things that sort of got me through is this feeling of family. I think sometimes when you're feeling really good, you want to tell somebody, don't you? And when you're feeling really low, you just want somebody to be with you to help you. And I just thank God that this family that we've got here at Carmel is a really caring family. It's a family that's involved with each other. But what I want to have a quick chat about this morning is about you sort of being a member of the family, being sort of belonging. So in Colossians 3, verse 17, it talks about doing everything in the name of the Lord. And sometimes it can be, I know, sometimes I can get away from here, I can get home, maybe United are playing on Sunday, and so says, oh, well, we'll go out for a meal and watch it. And it can disappear sometimes, you know. And it really sort of try to do everything in the name of the Lord. And sometimes God will give you a longing in your heart. I know that the ladies that set up that little sort of, not so little, the group that you do, we came here a few weeks ago and saw the film, The Chosen. And you know, sort of the work that they're doing was something that started in their heart. It was a longing that they had. For me, certainly, CAP is one of the things that I, there's a longing in my heart for the people that are out there that need help. And sometimes financial institutions aren't interested in helping, they're just interested in what they can get. But what CAP does, gets involved and gets interested in that person and listens to that person, gets by that person and helps that person. That's something I've really enjoyed because I do believe that that's what God's put on my heart, and that's longing. On a Tuesday morning, some of you come along here and it's a really lovely atmosphere because it's open to everybody. We clearly have a few of the church family that come along here, but it's open to sort of everybody, and people will come in and hopefully they'll feel the love of God when they're in here. I've got a little job where Jeddy's now, I get to play sort of the background songs, which can range from like The Sound of Music to other songs. But what I try to do, maybe the last half hour or so, I'll sneak in a bit of sort of Larry Norman or gospel music, and so the people that have come in will be thinking, oh, what's that? You know, just to sort of do that. And again, that's people, so that's the longing of my heart, that this group not only will sort of, in a sense, entertain them with the arts and the crafts and the jigsaws and everything that we do, but it will also give them a place to come where they're going to feel that they belong. And again, that's a sort of a longing of my heart. And I've been given the job of what's called trustee in the church alongside Tracy. And I think, because I had to look this up when I was approached and said, would you be a trustee? I'm like, don't know what that is, really. I was fearful I might lose my house if things went wrong, but fortunately that doesn't happen. But, you know, it depends what you read. And I was alongside Trace, we were given this job of trustees. And basically what I can work out, our job seems to be that you, as a loving, giving people, are providing finance to the church, and then the church has how do we spend that, and me and Trace really our roles are to make sure that money is spent wisely, that we agree with the plans for that money, which is why we've now got a lovely system over there with sound and vision, etc., and why you're all sat warm, because we've got now a new heating system, etc. We've got a cafe that's been improved. Hopefully you'll have noticed that attracting people on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So as I said, my role as sort of a trustee is just to make sure that things are sort of, you know, done wisely. So that's the longing in my heart. But then there's the belonging. And I think that's something that we all should take part in. Just want to give you a few hints this morning. Not having a go, just a few hints. But it's like on a Sunday morning, obviously with Beryl, I'll take her in there, get her a cup of tea, come back in here, and the chairs need putting away. So I help to sort of put the chairs away. I don't think that's a longing that God has put on my heart. that is just belonging to the church and just doing something sort of that way. And I've got a great privilege every Sunday morning. Pick up three lovely ladies, bring them to church. And, you know, they're a real blessing to us, as Beryl's been a blessing to us this morning. And again, I don't think that's necessarily longing of my heart. And I've got to be honest this morning, if I could have turned over, I was warm, I was tired, I was like, oh, this could be a really... I could have gone off for another hour or two. But no, you have your responsibilities, don't you? And so, you know, bringing somebody to church, again, it's something, you know, that I think if you've got a car and if you're passing sort of, you know, somebody's house, it'd be nice you pick them up, because you'd do it if it was your brother or your sister or your mother, and we are a family. So that's what something that maybe for you to think about. And then afterwards, when we go in there and there's people sort of behind the counter there doing teas and coffees and biscuits and things like that, again, it's another job that people have put their names down for, you know, that's a part of belonging to this church. I'm not too sure. I could be wrong. People might have prayed about that, and that's where God's put them. That's fine. That's not a problem. But, you know, I think as part of belonging to a family, that's the sort of thing that we should be doing. James 2:17 says, faith without works is dead. So it's great to sit in on a Sunday morning, and it's great to sing the songs, and it's great to listen to the word, and it's great to sort of believe, and that's fine. But as part of this family, we need the works bit as well. We need to do that other bit. So sort of when you come along, it's like being ready to give. And in some situations, like as this morning, somebody get up and sort of give a word in tongues there, and that's a part of giving to the church as well. And I, you know, so from my perspective, sort of that belonging thing just stretches over so many things that, you know, we can do within and without the church. It's here this morning, Tanny. Sounds awful. I hope she's not. I didn't want to embarrass her. That was why. But Tanny is a lady who was the quietest person you've ever met. She's grown in her faith, and the next minute I've saw her out here welcoming people in church. I'm like, Tanny, welcoming people in church. That's like me being an advert for Weight Watchers. It's just like, you know, I couldn't have imagined it. You know, it's like, what? You know, and next minute, she's going around to Beryl's doing a house visit. And you just think, wow, that is amazing that somebody who came along and sort of was scared of her own shadow is suddenly doing things like that. And that's a work of God, and that's sort of something in her. But it's also about belonging to the church. So what I'd like you to do, and again, I said at the start, I'm not having a go. I'm just informing you. What I'd quite like you to do is have a sit down and think, is there anything I could do? And it might not be anything... going to take a lot of your time. It might not, certainly not take any of your finance or anything, but it's something where you think, maybe now I've been here a while, I've come along, I've enjoyed being part of this family, maybe I need to start giving back now a little bit more. So have a think about that. And then obviously this morning we were singing these songs, in my Father's house there's a place for me. So what's your place? If you've sang it, what's your place? What's your place in this house? Be having to think about that. Mark's going to come up now and have a little talk to us. You don't need that.
Morning, everybody. It's always good to be here, and just family is really important. Our natural family is really important. Our spiritual family is as well. And sometimes we forget the value of each other to each other. And over the next few weeks, we're just running a series of the things that we do in church, the roles that we're called to take part in, the way God moves in our lives and transforms us, really. And we're all on this journey of transformation. And this morning, I want to just talk a little bit more practical. Some of the stuff that we've done in church, some of the stuff that we've got planned in church, how it all works together. You know, everything we do is spiritual. Whether it's a practical outworking or a spiritual outworking, it is spiritual. And so I'm going to kind of bring a spiritual overview of the practical side of church life. But before I do that, I woke up this morning and I was singing a song. And this always worries me because it's a song from about 50 years ago. And I think, whoa, where's this come from? And it's called Rolled Away, Rolled Away. And the burden of my heart rolled away, rolled away, rolled away. And the burden of my heart rolled away. Every sin had to go neath the cleansing flow. Hallelujah. Rolled away, rolled away. And the burden of my heart rolled away. Can you... Okay, after I retire, I'm going to be part of the singing group. Just to bring it a little bit of maleness, if you know what I mean. But it's worrying, isn't it? You know, I don't know how long it is since I've sang that, but whether it's a sign that I've got to that age now where I can't remember what happened last week, and in fact, I can. My notes this morning are all handwritten. I did do them on my laptop. I produced them, printed it out, lost it. Can't find it on my laptop, so I'll go back to the old-fashioned way of working. Now, something that we've heard this morning, which is really important, the word that Eddie brought to us, and what God is saying to us is that you've got everything you need. Stop asking for it. You know, if we want our world to change, God's given us what we need. Get on with it. If you want to see your life transformed, God's given you everything you need. Take hold of it by faith and do something with it. And the church so often prays for revival. And really, it's not the world that needs revival, it's the church that needs reviving. It needs to understand its calling, the power that it has been given through the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus went to heaven. He said, when I go, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit who will empower you to be witnesses wherever you go in the world. And we want the world to change. We recognise that the world needs something. God has given us all we need to change the world. So stop asking for it. Just do it. I think that was the message from God this morning. And it's really important that we understand that. He has given us the task to be his witnesses. He's not doing it. He's empowered us to do it. And as church, we've got to step up and we've got to do it. And some of that involves the way that we live. Some of it involves the practicalities of church life. So I just want to read from Romans chapter 12. I'll flash up. I'm reading from a slightly different version. So let's go. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. You've been given a measure of faith. We all have. It's part of the gift of salvation. What we have to do is use it. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberty, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. We've all got gifts, we've all got abilities, and we are all of the same body. And our functionality is that we bring who we are to the body and we use the gift that we have been given. And that can be numerous. There's many, many gifts. And we just need to acknowledge that in our heart and work it out. As Mike's saying, you know, what are you doing? If God is calling you to do something, what are you doing? Let's get on with it and do it. We are a body that's fit together, each of us with a different function. So let's pull together as a body. A body that's pulled together and in unity is much more effective than one that is poorly or not working properly. So let's work on ourselves. Let's be joined together and make a real difference in our community. So I want to talk a little bit about the practicalities of church life. This, I suppose in the old days, this would be called an AGM, but we don't have them anymore. We do it slightly differently. But I just want to bring a report, really, a practical report and a spiritual report of our growth and what is coming to us. So Carmel Community Church, as we now are, is a registered charity. And as such, there are two functions of the leadership and the trustees. Firstly, the spiritual well-being and really aiming for what we believe God has called us to do. There's a spirituality about church life. I mean, if there wasn't a spirituality about it, it would just be a club. But there's something spiritual about a church. And part of our function as leaders is to go down the path that we believe God has called us to do, called us to teach. And the vision that he's placed on our heart, we move towards that. And that's why working as a body is so important, because if we all go, yes, we're going for it, we can get there. But if people go, oh, no, it's too hard, that, I'm not doing that, then we run the risk of diversity, and that really blunts our objectives. Secondly, the leaders and the trustees, as Mike has adhered to, we've got aims and objectives that have been laid out and posted with the Charity Commission. And we've got to make sure that all our activities, all our finances are directed to those objectives of the charity. And so that's something that we meet regularly together to talk about, the building, the finances, make sure that we're doing everything that we should. And each year we submit accounts and a trustees report to the Charity Commission. I've written down here, I want to inform you that for 24-25 and the current year, 25-26, the charity has maintained a really good financial state. At the end of 2025, the balance in the bank was £33,000. 25-26, it was £51,000, which is amazing. Now, we do aim to keep kind of a pot of money set aside for a rainy day, if you like, for emergencies. So the majority of that is we don't dip into it unless we really have to. But financially, we are really healthy. This year, we spent £10,000 on the sound system. We spent £6,500 on the heating system, which is awesome, isn't it? I'm a bit warm today, to be honest. But it works really well. So we've invested in the building over £15,000 this year. And we still have a healthy bank balance. And that's thanks to everyone who gives generously to support the things that we do here. If you want to know where your money goes, it goes to maintaining the building. It goes to running the functionality of the church. It pays the staff. The trustees decide how much wages I'm going to get. That's part of his job. Part of Tracy's job. And so there is a lot of practicality around church life. It is like a small business. And if you give regularly and you pay income tax, we can get 25% back of what you give. So if you give us £100, we get an extra £25 back from the tax man. And it's really worth doing that if you pay income tax. If you don't pay income tax, don't do it. Because you'll get charged the extra 25%, not me or the church. Mike is currently going round talking to one or two people. I've put him in charge of that this time. If you want to talk to him about paying or gift aiding your giving, let him know. It's really important. We get back about £8,000 a year from HMRC. It'd be great if we could increase that figure. It means we can do more in our community. As many of you will be aware, we made a bid to the National Lottery, and part of that was looking at the next 3 or 4 years in terms of the structural organisation of the church. Over the years that I've been the minister here, which is now, I'm in my 20th in June, it'll be 20 years since I started. Can you remember that? 20 years just gone. Whew. And I'm now getting ready to retire. But in those 20 years, the job has changed immensely. And I'm finding that the administration part of church life is almost overtaking the spiritual aspect. And so we put a bid to National Lottery, and believe it or not, we've actually got that money, which is an amazing. So I think we should all stand up and just thank God for that. What that means is that over the next 4 years, we get £211,000 gifted to us. What an amazing gift that is. And what that's going to do, it's going to take the roles that I do and it's going to give them out to somebody else. So we're going to create four posts. A building manager, obviously look after the building, make sure it's operating properly, organising repairs, that kind of thing. An administrator, a cafe manager. Sarah is going to step down from managing the cafe in July. She's moving on in her career. And so there's going to be a cafe manager role and a cleaning role. The building is used every day of the week apart from three Saturdays, which is amazing, isn't it? It's a busy, busy church. And keeping on top of it is quite difficult in terms of cleaning. So there's a job there going as a cleaner. These will help us manage the business administrative side of the church. And this is the important thing. What it does, it allows Katie Ann to put her energies into her calling, which is the vision of church here in Denton. If you're interested or you'd like more information about those roles, come and talk to us. We will give you information. You speak to me or Katie Ann, Lisa or Sue. So that's going to be exciting. What that does, that's a four-year grant. So we're trusting in 4 years' time that these roles will have restructured church and make it much more professional, if you like. As many are aware, I'm on a pathway to retirement and will pass on the responsibility for senior leadership to Katie Ann. And I'm sure you'll agree that both her and Craig have fitted in brilliantly, haven't they? They've done amazing. And they are making a great contribution at the moment to the church. They are adding to who we are. Katie Ann's got a lot of ideas, as you would do, a lot of different ideas. She's much more structured than me. Have you noticed that? She's not quite got the laid-back attitude yet. She's working on it. But they fitted in great. And we're going through this process of transition where she's trying to understand you, which is obviously quite difficult. She understands me very clearly. But we are going through this period of transition where she's understanding our heart for God and our heart for community, the way that we operate. But new things will be happening. We're having a new structure, so new things will be happening in the future. Obviously, you are aware that I'm facing surgery at the end of this month, and Katie Ann will be given more of a responsibility in the church for Carmel Community Church. And from the 1st of May, she's increasing her hours per week to 25, and hopefully that will just mean that we're not going to have a glitch in leadership, that it will be a smooth transition. I don't know how long I'm going to be away for. It is fairly major surgery, and I'm anticipating sort of a period of 4 or 5 or 6 weeks where I may not be around. At the moment, Katie Ann works as lead chaplain for Derbyshire Police and Fire Services, and as a result of her commitment to this church, she is due to step down from that role so she can concentrate on here, which is great, isn't it, that she's really got this call. And she's following that call, and we need to honour her and support her in those things. And as we look to the future and the structure of Carmel, with all the additional roles that I've mentioned, points of contact will be different, the way we communicate will be different, the person you go to may be different, the way we do things may be different, but that doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's different. And we will have to accommodate that and work in a different way. We've got to set ourselves up for growth. We want to see this place full of people who are loving and worshipping God. And so we've got to have a structure that can actually deal with that, something that is fit for purpose. And so we're looking to do that over the next 4 years. I'm just reading through my notes, just excuse me. So we're working hard to create new systems to keep us safe, to keep us informed and spiritually growing. We've also got some investment planned to enhance the building. Part of the bid was for some structural changes. And so we're going to have a new screen. So in the next couple of weeks, you will be coming and it'll be different. You'll be able to see actually what the words are saying. You'll be able to read it much more clearly. It's a 98-inch screen that we're going to have put up here. So that's an order. We're going to... I don't know whether you ever go in the cafe, but it's like a school dinner place, isn't it? You can't hear anything. And so we're having some sound deadening put into the cafe to make it more conducive to conversation. We're having a new ramp outside the front door, and we're having a new doorway with an electric opening. Okay, so you don't have to push the door anymore, it will just open. It's not a revolving door, because we know most of you come in and go out. So no, we're having an opening door. So that's going to be different. We're having a new side entrance to the cafe area. We're having a fire door put in the corner over there into that room. So we are planning a number of things. Now, the new doorway is kind of 12 months down the road, because the guy, the builder who quoted, is not available to then. So it will all be happening. But all this is preparing for what God wants to do. And at this stage, I'd just like to thank all of you who contribute in any way, because your impact in church and into our community is brilliant. But we still need more. It never stops. There is always something to do. And if you have time, if you're available and you would like to volunteer, come and see Katie Ann or Lisa or Sue. Don't come and see me. Because you'll end up fixing something. If there's anybody that's got any practical skills, come and see me, because we could always use that. Our heart is to represent Jesus in a way that is accessible to those who don't know Jesus. We need to example him in the way that we live. And that's why it's so important that our faith isn't just a Sunday morning experience. It's not a cerebral experience, but it is a spiritual experience. And our strap line is go and live it. You know, God's given you what you need. God's empowered you to live this amazing life. Go and live it. Because if we live it, it will just bring revival to this community. If we demonstrate who God is by the way that we live, it will transform people's perception of church life. You know, behind every organisation, we've got a great group of leaders. Lisa and Sue and Katie Ann are amazing. They do a great job. They give time and energy to just make this place what it is today. But we want to increase our impact in our community. Mike's already talked about the trustees. And they do a great job as well. We meet together and we talk about our plans and our purposes, and they're very supportive of all that we do. But our heart here isn't about just running a good organisation. It's about taking what God has given us and sharing it with our community. And that's what we want to do. So that's kind of a report. If you want any more information or details about that, then come and talk to me. But God is moving us on. There will be a different feel. there will be different things in place that will enable us to really reach out into our community in new and different ways. So thank you all for supporting me. Continue by supporting Katie Ann. And as we look to the future, all we want to do is what God wants us to do. We have a vision, and we want God just to enhance that. We want him to enable us to reach our community in a greater way. So thank you for your time this morning. God bless you. Think about what you're doing. Think about your call. And the burden of your heart is rolled away. That is what we celebrated last week, the rolling away of the stone that revealed that Christ had been raised from the dead. He was resurrected. And in that resurrection, he took over the power of sin and death. And he enabled us to live a different life than what we would without him. And sometimes we roll the stone back over our lives. But remember this morning that it is rolled away. And the burdens that we carry have rolled with it. Don't pick them up again. Don't go back to where you've come from and pick them up. But allow yourself to move on in God and just be transformed. That's what the world needs to see, a transformed church. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.